bring the palms of your hands together. Sit up nice and tall. And let's start by stoking a little flame. Rub the palms vigorously, creating a heat between your hands. And at the same time, start breathing all the way in and all the way out. Deep breath. Shake the hands once if you like. Bring palms together at heart center. Elbows parallel to your wrists. Slight pressure between the palms. Slight pressure between the thumbs and the sternum. Lift your heart. Lift your spine. Slightly tuck your chin. Shoulders down. Slightly draw your lower belly in. Looking into yourself. Welcome yourself to the here and now, welcoming yourself to practice. And tuning in to the spirit, the higher self within, chanting Ang Namo Gurudev Namo. This mantra means I bow to the divine, the infinite within myself. Ang Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the inner teacher. Three times. Join as best you can. Deep exhale. Full breath in. Long. Sat Nam means true name, true identity. That in me sees, honors that in you. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Welcome, everyone. Good to hear you all. Good to be here. My name is Greg, and I'm very happy to guide you through Kundalini Yoga today. Something was alive for me, so I've Sometimes I get the urge to offer something out, as sometimes when other people get that urge and they offer it to me, I'm like, it just helps in some way. So one of my friends got in a light car accident the other day. Everyone's okay, but one of the things I just wanted to offer out was, everyone, please be careful. Please be careful. It seems like yoga land here, but we're also in a developing nation, and there's crazy cars and stuff can happen just like that. So be careful. You're very, very important. Yeah? And then on the other side of things, the people who hit him, it was an Indonesian or a Balinese couple, and the wife had broken something in her pelvis, and she was laying on the ground. She's overall okay. But they waited for a long time, and they weren't calling the ambulance. And then my friend asked, was like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't have the money. I don't have the money to call an ambulance for her. And so I just thought to offer out, maybe that means something to some people. And sometimes a big fat tip just like totally makes someone's life. I remember I made someone cry one time. I gave them $50,000. And I was like, I bought a 20,000 juice, and then I gave him a 50,000 tip, and she started crying. So what might not be a lot to us could maybe be something really important. No pressure or anything, but I was like, I really wanted to say that. So it kind of touched me, and so maybe that means something. Today we'll be doing the Kriya for Elevation, which is a really beautiful Kriya. And it helps to remove blockages, so maybe releasing energy, releasing emotions, to help stimulate the different energy centers, bring a lot of health and flexibility to the spine, the nervous system, the accompanying organs, and give you lots and lots of energy. So we're going to raise our individual and collective energy today, and then go out feeling really, really awesome, enjoying another beautiful Bali day. We practice with our eyes closed, and this facilitates introspection. You might need to open your eyes to look at me, see what's happening, but as much as you can, and I'll remind throughout, so don't worry. Keep the eyes closed. Listen to your inner teacher, the inner intuition, the feeling from your body, your spirit, of how deep, how much to go in the practice. So, you're the primary teacher. I'm the secondary voice from outside, just a guide. Okay, come up to a standing position. And come to the top of your mat. We'll start with a brief warm-up. Closing your eyes. And then let's start with just a little bit of bouncing here. Start to breathe. Any way you like. Just shaking it out. And you might like to actually start jumping, getting the breath in, out, who knows. Maybe wake the arms up. Running on the spot, whatever feels good for you, eyes closed, guys. Take a few deep breaths, moving in any way that feels right for you. Maybe stretching out, opening, breathing. Excuse me. And then stand. Reach your arms forward and up. Great big breath in. Exhale, bow down. Bend your knees if you need to. Inhale, reach your arms forward, stand up, lean back. Exhale, forward and down. Keep going on your own. Find a pace that works for you. Great big breath. Awesome. See if you can get a little bit more on the inhale. A little bit more on the exhale. Yeah. Allow things to wake up. 10 seconds here. Stretch all the way up, inhale, take 3 breaths, get taller and taller, lift up your heart. Lift your chin a little bit. Press down your feet. And release. Hands down. Stagger yourselves a little bit forward and back from your neighbors. Bring your feet to the edges of your mat. Feet parallel. Inhale, right arm up. Exhale out to the left. Switch. Inhale, left arm. Exhale out to the right. Continue. With your breath. More, breathe a little deeper. Close your eyes. Relax your face. Come out to one side. It doesn't matter which one. Stay there. Take three deep, delicious breaths. Breathe into your body. And switch, other arm up, out to the other side. Come up, both arms lift. Heels stay on your mat. Toes turn wider than your mat. Come down to a squat. Exhale. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, squat down. Keep going. About 10 times. Great big breath here. Just do what you can. Honor your body. Everyone's body is going to be a little different. Some of the things you'll be able to do, some of the things you make variations. After what feels like 10, come down and hold the squat. Close your eyes. Onto your hands and knees. Bring your knees to the outer edges of your mat. Line your hips up over the line of your knees. Press down your right hand underneath your face. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Exhale, left arm down, out underneath, out to the right. Bring your left shoulder to the floor. Reach your right arm forward like down dog. Long, deep breath, yogis. Let's move to the other side. Come up. Hands down. Nice breath in and out. Maybe a cat-cow. Reset. Left hand under your face. Right arm up. Big breath in.
And then right arm all the way out, right shoulder to the floor.
Breathe here. Left arm can reach forward.
Inhale, arch. Hips stay a little bit behind the knees. Walk your arms forward. Forehead maybe on a block, straight arms. Maybe forehead on the floor, straight arms. Maybe your chin on the floor. Maybe your chin and heart on the floor. Make sure your head is resting on the floor some way, or resting on a block. Nice deep breath. Eyes relaxed, closed. Go into your breath here. Expand from the inside out. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Making your way out of the pose, eventually lay on your belly, facing the front. And then turn onto your back, head this way, feet to the back. Hug both of your knees in. Happy baby. Knees wider than your shoulders. Grab your feet. Closest thing you can. Maybe holding your knees. Knees wider than your shoulders. Relax your head on the floor. Breathe into your spine and breathe into your hips. One day your shins are directly over your knees. Let's try to relax something here. Long, deep breath. Let go of some inner resistance, some inner tension. Some place where the mind is not accepting this moment. Just accept. Beautiful. Hug both knees in. Give yourself a nice hug. And perhaps give each knee a little kiss. Lay on your back. Short, relaxing shavasana. If your back is tender, have a bolster underneath your knees. Arms down sides, palms open. Let your feet hang open. Close your eyes. Wiggle your fingers and toes. If it's possible, keep your eyes closed for the whole practice. Make this a continuous meditation with action, sensations, everything moving, but your awareness stays present so you can really tune in to the energy as it moves through you. They call Kundalini the yoga of awareness just for that reason. Being aware of what arises within you. Over time, builds awareness of yourself and beyond. Give yourself a stretch. Inhale. Relax, exhale. Come up to a seated position. Face the front, cross-legged. Simple cross legs. Slide your hips back so you're sitting straight. We use a breath called breath of fire. Breathing in and out through the nose. Kind of like a puppy dog panting, but through the nose. Where the inhale and exhale match one another. It's a continuous, like a continuous pulsing breath. In, out, in, out, in, out. If you're pregnant, don't do it. If you have migraine, headache, sinus issues, take it really gentle. Gentle. High blood pressure, gentle. Reach your arms up to a 60-degree angle, like a capital Y. Bring your fingertips to your finger knuckles. Stretch your knuckles backwards so the palms are stretching open. Press your thumbs to the ceiling. Straight elbows, plug your shoulders in. Lift your heart and spine, slightly tuck your chin. Eyes are closed, awareness at your third eye inside. Align your focus, close your eyes. Get ready, and begin breath of fire. 2.5 minutes, you're on. First Kriya. This one is amazingly named the Ego Eradicator. Start off gentle if you're new. Increase capacity over time. Increase the breath. Focus on third eye. Inhale matches the exhale. Going. Sit even taller, arms even straighter. Feel like you're removing layers of dust from your experience. Clearing out that inner light. Seconds, home stretch. Last 3, 2, keep the posture, exhale all the way. Third eye, deep breath in. Hold it. Squeeze your pelvic floor a little bit. Lift up your spine. Open your stretching heart. Relax. Exhale. Shoulders relax. Hands relax. Breathe naturally. Attitude of kindness underneath. Hands on your knees. Second Kriya. Spinal flex. So your pelvis will be rolling forward and backwards on the floor, like you're kind of grinding the floor, like grinding flour underneath your sitting bones. And the spine bends back and forward. On your inhale, the belly button, lower back, comes forward, like back bend arch. On your exhale, the navel goes backwards, rounding the back. In, out, back and forth. Keep your eyes level the whole time, like you're watching an internal horizon. Don't lift your chin up and down. Imagine your chin is on a block. Okay? The spine will move, head level. Get ready. You can hold your shins if you'd like to go a little deeper. Prepare. Go in. Simple and powerful. Breathe. Inhale, back bend. Exhale, round. Feel your sitting bones grinding forward and back like a rolling pin. Breath is the key here, so deep breath as possible. The mind, the body, the breath, it's all intimately connected. So as you keep moving the breath and the body in this rhythmic way, it actually cuts through old unconscious patterns. It doesn't give the mind a chance to think and interrupt. In, out. In, out. You can go faster, slower. Get taller and taller. Shoulders relax. Seconds. Home stretch. Turn it up a little bit. Inhale, neutral spine, nice and straight. Breathe in. Hold your breath. Look inward. Squeeze your pelvic floor about 5%, pinching off the light base. Lift up. Exhale, relax. Notice what you feel. Perfect. Moving on to the spinal twist. Sitting nice and straight. Hands on your shoulders. Elbows up, parallel to the shoulders. And elbows out to the side. Fingers on the front of the shoulders, thumbs on the back. Like a T with the elbows, chest. Simple. Root down your hips. Lift your heart. Keep the elbows nice and tall. Inhale to your left side. Exhale to your right. In, out. In, out. So you're turning the whole torso, not just the head. The whole torso. Elbows, chest, everything. Inhale left, exhale right. Inhale left, exhale right. Waking up the spine, space, circulation into the vertebra, spinal cord. Move that breath. Breath is life. Imagine you're twisting around a central column of light, higher and higher, straighter and straighter. You're undoing the garden hose. Every time you inhale to the left, mentally vibrate sat in your mind. When you twist to the right, mentally vibrate nam. Sat nam, sat nam, in your mind. My true name. Your true self. Deeper inhale, 1% more exhale. Sat Nam. Keep going. 30 seconds. Excuse me, 45 seconds left. Be totally free with your spine. Last 3, 2. Face the front as you exhale. Keep the position. Open the chest and elbows nice and wide. Press down your hips. Deepest inhale. Hold it. Stretch. Pelvic floor engaged. Slightly lift your chin. Relax your temples. Release. Exhale. Sit. Enjoy. Sometimes emotions come up just out of nowhere. They're held in the body in some way. Stress releases. And it's just energy moving. No need to label. Just let the energy move. Kindness, compassion. Straighten your legs forward. You can bend your knees if you need to. Slide your hips back. Or straight legs. Arms reach up. Two-piece fingers and thumbs like clamps of each hand. Reach forward. Hands either on your shins, your ankles, or hook your big toes
all the way to the knuckle of the toe, all the way to the knuckles of the fingers. And then press the ends of your thumbs into the fat, flat part of your big toenails, like you're pushing into two little TV screens. And actually pinch the toes, if you can. Close your eyes. Stretch your spine through the crown. The top of your head is the longest point. Stretch your heels, pinch the toes, and begin long, deep breathing. Breathing through the entire length of your body and spine. Feel the stretch in your body, stretch in your legs. Pinch the toes equally. Feel evenly through yourself. If you can't touch the toes, hold your shins. Lengthen your spine. Make the breath the center of your focus. Long breath in. Long breath out. Don't round your back. Reach the crown of your head as long as you can. Quiet the mind. Inhale, long spine. Hold your breath. Squeeze your pelvic floor. Lengthen the spine. Shoulders back. Slightly tuck your chin. Eyes to the third eye. Reach your crown. Pinch the toes. Exhale, soften. Let your head hang. Take two or three breaths. Go loose. Bend your right knee out to the side. Sole of the right foot into the left thigh. If you can, sit on the ball of your right heel. Right on, pressing against the perineum in between anus and genitals. Turn to your left foot. Reach forward. Left two fingers. Hold your left big toe like before. Thumb presses into the big toe, little TV screen. And then maybe right hand wraps around two fingers and then double pinch with both thumbs, creating a pressure point, a marma point, by squeezing the big toe. Square your chest, shoulders, reach the top of your crown long. Look inward, get ready. Clear the mind. Begin breath of fire. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Sniffing in and out through the nose. Create that little inner furnace, little inner nuclear reactor. Purifying breath.
Forehead nice and soft. Lengthen from inside. Keep stretching. Seconds. Three, two, inhale, lengthen. Hold it, pelvic floor, get a little longer. Exhale, bow. Inhale, sit up. Try to keep your eyes closed. Big breath. Switch your legs right away. Exhale. Sitting on the left heel, perhaps. Right hand leads the way, hooking the big toe. Pinch the toe. Left hand, maybe, over top. Double pinch with both thumbs. Stretch the back of your leg. Align your spine. Square your chest parallel. Reaching the crown. Close your eyes. Get ready. Breath of fire, 90 seconds. Go right into it. You're doing awesome. Feel your ability to be 100% focused. Mind and body present. Totally present. Stronger. Last five, four, three, two. Inhale, get longer. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Hold your breath. Reach your awareness and energy through your crown. Exhale, bow down. Good. Inhale, sit up, cross your legs, go into a meditation. Go inside. Go to Shunya, the still point within yourself. Go to Shunya. Legs wide apart. I think we have enough room here that we don't need to do too many adjustments. Legs wide, one of you comes forward and back. Smooth ride, everyone. It's really nice. Hands on your shins. Sitting nice and tall. On your inhale, lengthen your spine straight up. On your exhale, tilting to one side. Inhale, straight up. Exhale, tilt the other side. Inhale up, exhale side. Keep your hands just on your legs. Continue. Keep going. So if possible, get more breath moving. You want the breath to be bigger than the movement. Keep your hands on your legs. Don't reach your hands side to side. One hand each leg. Imagine your breath like big energetic broom sweeping out the left and right channel of all that old gunk, all the blockages. The deeper you breathe, the more energy moves. Nice shift, guys. You can feel it. Inhale, neutral spine. Sit up nice and tall. Keep your spine straight. Tilt forward just as much as you can with a straight spine. Inhale up. Exhale forward. Inhale, sit up. Exhale forward. Just 1 minute opening and closing the laptop. Nice deep breath. Maybe forehead touches the floor. Be careful. In your breath or your practice. Let the breath be soaring and full, but not aggressive. Much as you can. You can round your back here.
Maybe pinching each big toe. Forehead relaxes. Three nice breaths.
Facing the front. Lay on your belly facing the front. Really good. So on your belly, hands underneath your shoulders. Lift up to a baby cobra. Listen to your back, hands on the floor under your shoulders. Lift up, just a low cobra. Some of you can have your forearms on the floor to a sphinx pose, helping you with a nicer arc of the spine. And some of you can come to high cobra. Just a slight bend in your elbows, arms almost straight. Really arc the spine. And the feeling you're looking for here, shoulders drawing back and down to lift up your heart from underneath. So you're arcing the heart, lifting the crown of the head, neck up and back. Find that nice arc. Get ready. Close your eyes. Prepare. Awareness to your third eye. Let's guide the energy up. Breath of fire. In, out, in, out, in, out. Fire, cobra. guide the energy up through the heart, up through the neck, up through the crown.
Let go of the tiny ounces, little remnants of judgment. No place for it. Just do your best. Focus on the inhale a little more. Going, 1 minute left. You may start to have the direct experience that no energy is ever stuck forever. Everything has the potential to move and shift and change, and you can guide that process. You can open your own heart, expand your own energy. Come up to a cross-legged seated position. Home stretch. Hands on your knees. Sit up tall. Stay present. Focusing on the line between your shoulders. Inhale, shoulders up. Exhale, shoulders down. Up, down, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Let's give some love to those shoulder meridians, to the heart lines, muscles, joints, tendons. Releasing tension, stress, blockages, old emotions from the heart.
deeper breathing. Softer face. You're amazing. Keep going. Last bit, 10 seconds. Three, two, deep, deep breath in. Shoulders up. Hold it. Shoulders back a bit. Lift up your heart. Shoulders relax. Exhale. Be with that space for a moment. Breathe natural. Beautiful. Hips nice and heavy. Straight spine. Let your right ear hang to your right shoulder. And then let the head roll backwards towards the left shoulder. Continue in that nice neck roll. 1 minute this side. Breathe. Comfortable breath. The muscles behind your eyes, looking inward, letting go of any effort to look outward. It's all inside you. Come to the center, deep breath in and out. Switch sides. Left ear, left shoulder, and back. Breathing. Neck rolls are an amazing way to release deeply held stress. Center. Take a long breath in. Long breath out. Sit tall. Feel the balance. We arrive at our final kriya, the sat kriya. Come and sit on your heels if you can. We'll chant the mantra together as a group. Sat Nam. S-A-T-N-A-M. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. And actually, it's quite sharp when we get into it. It'll be more like so. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Good. Good. More instructions. So, it's Sat Nam. 1, 2. Not Nam Sat. You might notice it's starting to sway into Nam Sat. Nam Sat. But if you notice that, just remember. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Might seem like a little thing, but it makes a difference. 1, 2. Sat Nam. Okay? When you chant Sat, you contract your navel in sharply. Sat. When you chant Nam, you relax the belly out. Nam. Sat. Nam. Sat. Nam. Sat. Nam. In. Relax. Okay? Squeezing the base of the hose, relaxing. Squeeze, relax. Arms reach up and over you. Interlace your fingers. Release your index fingers, thumbs crossed. Elbows lock, one day the palms together. Lift your chin a bit, straight spine. If you need to bend your elbows, just rest your hands on your head. Do the best you can for it, trying to keep the arms above. Relax your eyes, but bring your awareness to your third eye inside. Eyes closed, awareness, third eye. Stay with me. I'll set the pace, and we'll go for about 5-6 minutes together. Sat Nam, true name, again and again. Sat Nam, 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 Sat Nam.
Sat.
sat. Now 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 sat. Deep breath in. Hold. Third eye, pelvic floor. Hug the energy in and up. Keep the pose. Exhale. Release the inner locks. Again, deep breath in from the root past the crown. Hold, pelvic floor engaged, third eye, lightly draw your belly in, hug in the midline, lift up, exhale, release, hands down, breathe natural. You can remain here and meditate, or lay on your back. About 7-8 minute shavasana. Deeply relax here. Deep integration of the mind, the body, and the spirit. Your back is sore, a bolster under your knees. If you feel a need for greater grounding, you can come off of your rubber yoga mat and be grounded right onto the earth. Relax and receive. Release emotions, release energy. You are held and you are safe, totally supported. Thank you. space. Feel your body, your breath, your energy. Yourself. Feel peace. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes if you're laying down. On your inhale, stretch your arms over you. Roll to the right hand side. Come up to a seated meditation. Palms open on your knees. The relaxed version of the Rama Dasa meditation, in which we chant the healing mantra together. Please have your palms resting open, soft and supple. You can let the thumbs and fingers rest apart, so just totally receptive open hands. Imagine receiving cosmic prana through your crown, through your skin, through your palms, through your heart. And as we chant, you can receive for yourself, you can also send healing energy to someone in your life. The words Ra, Ma, Da, Sa. Sa, Say, So, Hum. Mean, I am one and the same with the universe, and the universe is one and the same with me. All the different elements exist with each other, and everything is in balance. Perfect harmony is the universe's essential nature. And so is mine. Let's sing.
Ra, 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 Ra,
deep breath in. Exhale. Feeling the beautiful vibration. Whole world singing together. Hands in prayer. If you know the words and the melody, you can join in with me. Otherwise, just listen and enjoy. We'll close with three sat noms after. May the long time sun be together. Inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the Satnams together. May the light of love and peace be felt in your heart, in your life, your community, in the whole world at this time. Sat Nam.